I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on VPR. Good morning. The hot and humid dog days of summer are usually perfect swimming weather, but that is not true in St. Albans Bay. High temperatures and stagnant air have exacerbated burgeoning blue-green algae blooms. Currently, the Vermont Department of Health's blue-green algae tracker shows multiple locations in St. Albans Bay on high alert for the potentially toxic cyanobacteria. Beginning last week, the bay saw significant and smelly algae blooms. The color has been described as turquoise or like the color of pea soup. And reports indicate as well that a dog that went swimming last week in the algae bloom along the Georgia shore was dead 2 days later. For our Friday regional report this week, and as part of our water series Downstream, I'm speaking with Michelle Monroe, a reporter at the St. Albans Messenger, to learn more about the significance of the recent and ongoing algae blooms. Michelle, thank you for speaking with us again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So can you describe where the recent algae blooms have appeared and just how bad does it seem to be?
You actually described it very well. They are a stinky mess that currently extends from the Kilcare State Park on the northern side of the bay all the way south to Georgia Shore on the southern edge of the bay.
How would you compare this to last summer's outbreak, which was so bad that the people could really smell things just driving through town?
You can still smell things driving through town, actually. My fellow messenger reporter, Elodie Reed, was out driving along the bay, and the smell was so bad that she said she was gagging in her car. Oof. From the smell coming out of the bay.
Well, beyond avoiding swimming in the water, are there other precautions that residents have to take when these overpowering algae blooms take hold?
Folks should always be on the alert for blooms in the summer months because they can form and dissipate very quickly. And so the state does urge people to be very cautious about entering any water that looks as though it might have a bloom in it and to keep animals and children especially away from the blooms.
I wonder, Michelle, are there any drinking water taps in or near the bay?
There are. St. Albans City has a tap. It is located far enough out that it is generally not in an area where the blooms occur, and they do keep constant monitoring for turbidity, which is a good way of determining whether or not an algae bloom is occurring, as well as they keep a visual eye on their intake as well, looking at it every day to see if there are signs of blue-green algae there. And so far, there have not been problems around the intake for the bay, and it's also St. Albans City combines its water with water coming from a reservoir located in Fairfax. So it's not all of the city's water is coming out of St. Albans Bay. And on the beach side of things, the town, several members of the town's staff, including the town manager, Carrie Johnson, and Steve Beauregard, their public works director, have gone through training from the Lake Champlain Committee on how to identify algae blooms and are keeping an eye out daily on the algae blooms in the bay and updating people via Facebook with what's happening in the bay. And right now, of course, swimming is banned from the St. Albans Bay Park. But it's really interesting that in the past, 5 years ago, we wouldn't have seen cool weather blooms. Generally, you don't get blooms. We weren't getting blooms in cooler weather. But the bloom at Kilcare just occurred when temperatures were in the 70s. And this is an unusual and new trend that I know researchers are looking into.
So what are people saying now about moving forward with this? Have there been any actions taken to reduce runoff that you're aware of?
The state is implementing a number of measures as part of its phase one implementation plan for the new total maximum daily load that EPA is currently rolling out. There was a meeting with 200 people in St. Albans to hear from Steve Perkins of EPA about the TMDL. And the state has already begun visiting all of the farms in St. Albans and Missisquoi Bays, including the small farms, to work with them on what they can do to improve conditions on their farms to reduce runoff. St. Albans City and Town both have municipal storm sewer separation system permits, and so those communities are both taking steps to reduce runoff. Stormwater is being redirected from Main Street into Taylor Park, and there are permeable pavers in Taylor Park as well, and the city is continuing to take steps to turn Taylor Park into basically a way of processing stormwater because it has nice sandy soils that are good for that kind of thing. And the other thing the city is working on is looking at using about $500,000 they're going to be asking voters for in September to use to separate 10 catch basins from the storm system. And that will help reduce those combined sewer overflows in the wastewater treatment facility, because right now there's still a lot of stormwater that's coming into that facility. So we'll no longer be sending that stormwater into the sewage system. And at the same time, the city is doing a pilot study now to look at reducing the amount of phosphorus coming out of the wastewater treatment facility. And both communities are engaged in education efforts to help residents do what they can on their properties.
Michelle Monroe is a reporter at the St. Albans Messenger. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Always a pleasure.